The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Can you believe it's just 5 days until the election? Yep, 5 days until the election. I hope so. I hope that when we go to bed next Tuesday night, we will know who the president is. I sincerely doubt it, but I hope so, because that would mean a significant win for one candidate or the other. And I hope that's the case, because if it's close, it's going to be a mess. I've got a story here in my stack of a group in Washington, D.C., who are planning on shutting down the Capitol if they don't get their way. Here it is. A series of activist groups plan to swarm streets of Washington, D.C. on Election Day in anticipation that President Trump gets results that he does not accept. The organization is Shut Down D.C. They plan to disrupt traffic on the streets surrounding the White House, the National Mall, with more than 10,000 people, according to organizers. Kayla Bomberger is the group's communications director, said that activists will mobilize quickly if Trump attempts to interfere with the election. We are concerned, like many people, that Trump may try to steal this election. He has given us a lot of evidence to indicate that he has no problem trying to confuse the results or prematurely declare victory. Well, he can't just do that. The results are going to come in from the individual 50 states, from the Secretary of State's offices. I hope it's not close. That's just my hope. If it's really, really close, I don't think we'll know for several days. And both camps, the Republicans are going to claim victory. The Democrats are going to claim victory. Biden is going to claim victory. Trump is going to claim victory. And it's going to tear our country apart even more so than we are now. But one of the issues in this campaign, although we're not hearing much about it, which is very important, is immigration. In the debates, the two debates that we have had with the presidential debates, Joe Biden has made a big, big deal that Donald Trump is Islamophobic. He shut down immigration for Muslims. Well, Donald Trump did shut down immigration from, if I remember correctly, it was seven different countries that were hotbeds of terrorism. And for a time, he did shut it down. There was never any Muslim ban. Democrats said that over and over. It's a Muslim. It never was a Muslim ban. That is a lie. He did severely restrict immigration from, and again, if I remember correctly, it was seven countries that were predominantly Muslim that were hotbeds for terrorism. Well, listen to this. Here's the headline from today. Macron, that's the president of France. Macron declares France under attack after church beheading bolsters security at schools and religious sites. Now, France made the horrible mistake of saying, we're liberal here, and so anybody and everybody can come into our country. there were hundreds of thousands of Muslim refugees from places where there was a lot of terrorism. And to prove how liberal they were and how open they were, France basically threw their borders wide open and said, we are a liberal country. Because of that, we love everybody. And we want to prove to the world how open and how liberal we are. So you all come on in. Boy, are they paying the price for that. The president of France has announced that the country of France is, and his words, not mine, under attack. And just so you are not confused, he is speaking specifically about an Islamic terrorist attack. Again, his words. He said this, quote, it is very clear that France is under attack. France will not give up on our values. He described it as an all-out Islamist terrorist attack. He said, and again I'm quoting from the French president, if we are attacked once again, it is for the values which are ours, the freedom, for this possibility on our soil to believe freely and not to give in to any spirit of terror. I say it with great clarity once again today. We will not surrender anything. Now, what brought this about, kind of the proverbial last straw, was an attack at the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Now, that, of course, is under restoration because of the fire and so on and so forth. But there was a brutal terrorist attack at the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Quote, an investigation was opened into an attack by the French Anti-Terrorism Prosecutor's Office. Images of French media showed the neighborhood locked down around the cathedral. Prime Minister Jean Castex said the country's threat level will be raised to its maximum after the attack. He also told the French National Assembly that the government's response to the attack would be firm and implacable. The mayor of Paris said that the Thursday morning attack, this was this morning, was terror-related. The attackers shouted Allah Akbar, or God is great, and so on and so forth. And this follows several other attacks in the last few days. And today's attack marked the Prophet Muhammad's birthday. Quote, an estimated 6 million Muslims live in France, the largest population in Western Europe, which has created increasing challenges in the Republic. Yeah. And then it goes on. The story is a 10-page story that details attacks by Muslim radicals in France in the last 3 to 4 months. Why? Because they threw their doors wide open. And again, to prove to the world how liberal they were, they opened the doors to radical Muslims, and now they are paying a horrible price. They have raised the security level in the entire country to its highest level, all because of radical Muslims. Now, when thinking about the election, we have one candidate who has tried to limit the number of radical Muslims coming into this country. We have another candidate who wants absolute wide open borders, just like France. Think about it. No, seriously. We have one candidate who understands the threat of radical Islam. The other candidate wants to throw our borders wide open. Look at France and decide which policy you think is best for America.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I just got a love letter, an email from a listener. And evidently, I guess you right now, right this minute, are listening to an extreme right-winger. I thought I needed to tell you that because if you're a regular listener, you probably had no idea that you were listening to an extreme right-winger. But evidently, this one listener believes that that I am. Fascinating. All right. Hey, let's go to the phones, and we're going to go to Jim in Lewis Center and wants to talk about the Muslim problem in France. Jim, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thanks for calling.
Thank you, Bob. There's a story that has stuck in my mind quite indelibly for quite a while, but some years ago, I can't remember whether it was a few or more than a few, but there was a story that France had to invite Muslims into their country because they had aborted too many children. They did not have enough young people to support the people who were retiring, and that's when they invited the Muslims into their country. That is not a frailty of my old mind. That story was very vividly posted quite some time ago.
I didn't see it. I don't think. If I did, I don't remember it. So I certainly can't deny it or even question it. I don't know. But I know I do know that France has long tried to demonstrate to the world how liberal they are, and they are now suffering the consequences. There's no doubt about it. They are suffering the consequences because, as I continue to say, the liberal left destroys everything it touches, including entire countries. But, Jim, thanks. I will attempt to check that out. I appreciate the information.
Thanks, Bob.
Uh-huh. All right. This is a wild story. Washington, state of Washington, of course, is far left for the most part. But there is at least one newspaper in Washington state that has come out and endorsed Donald Trump. It's the Spokesman Review of Spokane. The Spokesman Review of Spokane. And it is the weirdest endorsement I think I've ever read. In the endorsement, they call Donald Trump, and I'm quoting, a wretched human being. A wretched human being. But again, I'm quoting, we recommend voting for him anyway. Because if Joe Biden is elected, and again, I'm quoting, the nation will be worse. The editorial, this is an endorsement by a newspaper in Washington. The editorial described the 2020 presidential election as a choice between, and I'm quoting, a wretched human being, Trump, whose policies and instincts for helping America thrive are generally correct, and a doddering, doting Uncle Biden who would hand out gifts the nation can't afford in order to win people's love. Given that choice, economic policy and principle should prevail. Vote for Donald Trump. Oh, goodness. And here's another part of the, this is his endorsement. Okay, the editor of the newspaper in Washington. He panders to racists and prevents sensible immigration reform in a nation built on immigration, labor, and intellect. He tweets conspiracy theories. He's cavalier about COVID-19 and has led poorly through the pandemic. He seeks to dismantle the Affordable Care Act without proposing a replacement. He denies climate change. But the policies of Biden, should he win the presidency, would strike at the very heart of America. Biden favors massive growth in government and an historic increase in federal spending through green initiatives, free health services, free education, and other ideas grounded in reliance on the state as savior rather than creating an environment in which individual liberty and hard work can thrive. Public employee unions would hold outsized power and demand greater spending. To afford it all, Biden and a Democrat-controlled Congress would have to impose unprecedented tax increases or accept catastrophic deficit spending. Taxes and spending likely would increase under Trump, too. But the nation stands a better chance of moderation and reform with him in the White House than it does with Biden pushed left by progressives intent on reshaping America to fit their fantastical vision. Oh, my goodness. What do you call it? A wretched human being? But he's... Pardon me, but he's better than Joe Biden. That came out the same day as the New Hampshire newspaper. The union leader in New Hampshire came out and endorsed Biden. In the endorsement for Biden, the New Hampshire union leader said, "President Trump is not always 100% wrong, but he is 100% wrong for America." Biden, now again, this is an endorsement for Biden in New Hampshire. "Biden may not be the president we want, but in 2020, he is the president we desperately need." Those are two of the most bizarre endorsements I have ever read. But it's fascinating that a major newspaper in Spokane, Washington, in the heart of the liberal left, they're actually endorsing Donald Trump and encouraging their readers to vote for him. This is obviously the most unusual election, I think, of our lifetimes. I mean, not just the candidates, but the whole pandemic thing, the increase in early voting, the increase in mail-in voting. And I don't know that we'll ever return back to what most of us would determine as normal. But the voting, at least, will be over in about 5 days. The election, yeah, I don't know whether it'll be over or not, but at least the voting will be. Well, then, of course, the absentee ballots that can come in some states, 2 to 3 weeks after the election. It's going to be a wild ride, folks. I am so glad that God is in control. I really am.